happy songs if you're not really feeling happy. And Duray shared something along those lines, and a lot of us, we find it hard to sing joyfully when you really don't feel joyful. But I know for me, singing the songs and really listening to the words is what brings me joy. And if you sit there and think, I can't listen to this, it just doesn't fit with what I'm feeling. I can't hear this right now. Give it a chance. Listen to the words. This next song is called Hallelujah, We Shall Rise. It's impossible to say that without a smile. We shall rise. We'll be done on this earth. That's incredible.
Received a phone call last fall if I would be come and do choir. I had this burden on my heart, and that was that our people would experience revival and reformation in our hearts. So somebody had asked me, what would you do? I said, they said, if you ever did choir again, what would you do? I said, I'd dress my kids up in old-fashioned clothes and try and spark the revival that happened back in the 1800s of people knowing the King of the universe and going and sharing that with everybody. So that's what I did, and of course the kids agreed because they didn't have any vote in the thing. So it's wonderful how that is. And my poor wife has spent hours and hours on the sewing machine putting all this together. She's around here somewhere. She's hiding probably because I guess she's over there somewhere. and trying to put this all together. But ladies and gentlemen, we have this hope. And we cannot keep it under a bushel any longer. It's time for us to go to the ends of the earth and share the good news. Okay, I talked too long. I'm sorry. It is. Who's got the last one? Patty does.
Okay, so I usually don't introduce this song. This whole year I haven't introduced this song, I think. But last year, this was the choir's favorite song. It still remains my favorite song. Every time I sing it, I want to cry. This song is about when we get to heaven. And it's about how we're not going to feel any more pain, no more suffering. Nothing of that is ever going to happen to us ever again. And we'll be happy with the Savior. There's one particular part that really hits me the hardest, and there's a little part that says, slowly the name of the books will be opened. But I'm not going to be afraid because I know the King. There's no need to dread. And, you know, when I was little, I grew up in the church and all of that stuff. And my family went to church. And my dad went and, you know, I noticed that he started going away in a way. And I didn't understand why until I realized that people weren't being very kind to him. And there was no particular reason or anything like that. They just didn't want to talk. We're fading away from that. We're not going to church anymore because we want to praise God. We're so excited that he's coming back. Sometimes we're honestly real hypocrites. And it's really sad. It's terrible. I know that I want to be able to stand before God and really, really not be afraid. Really think that I did everything that I could, that I wasn't a fake, even if that means I really am a screw-up. But we are all screw-ups. That's why I've been looking at that stained glass window and just remembering God, what he did for us, screw-ups. We really don't deserve it. So as I'm singing this song, just really think about all those things. You know, when we're in trials, I'm remembering from this book that we read in my AP Lit class. It's called The Crucible. When we're placed in this crucible, this trials, all our pretenses will be wiped away. And we'll stand before God, just naked, just everything exposed. So I want to challenge you guys. Really, examine your relationship with God. He's coming. He's coming back. And I'm so excited to see him again. So remember everything that he's done for you and everything that is to come. There will be no more night, no more pain, no more suffering, no more lies. We'll be with God.
been the one on the piano. I'm sure you've met him many times before. He's has invested a whole lot more into this than me because he was at Milo 16 years, and this is only my second. So, But what a privilege it is to have him accompanying us on the piano. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have emptied heaven of the most valuable gift that there is, and that you will empty heaven of every angel, if need be, to come to our rescue. And you're there with your arms open wide, wanting us to have life and have it more abundantly. And thank you, Lord, that we're alive right now at this time in our history. Will you stir up our hearts? Please purge us from all selfishness and all of sin. And may we sit at your feet starting right now, this afternoon, as you have invited us to come into your presence in prayer time and in Bible study. May we come so that you can transform us and make us warriors of the cross. Thank you, Father, that you have heard our prayers. Please abide with this church, fill them with your Spirit's presence, and wherever they go, may the image of Jesus be stamped upon their countenances so that they will be noticed as people of the King. In Jesus' name, amen.